This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm excited to have him back on the show. They have made leaps and bounds from 2015 to 2016. They're tearing it up. Their revenues were about 800% year over year from that time frame. We're talking about Blue Diamond Ventures. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BLDV. And with us today is the CEO, Joshua Alper. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, give our listeners a little bit about statement of what you guys do, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Sure. Blue Diamond Ventures, we have we act as a holding company. We have four different operating entities. And basically, in all of our entities, we're focused on sustainable business practices. We're focused on eco-friendly products. And we're always looking to try and improve the business landscape on those questions.
One of the questions that I wanted to ask you is, how did Israel become the leader in medical cannabis? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Israel, first of all, is the only country in the world that allows clinical trials of medical cannabis products on people. And so you find really a number of American companies, Canadian companies, European companies that are working in cooperation with Israeli researchers to try and bring new drugs to the market. And about 3 months ago, the very religious rabbis in Israel gave their blessing to the medical marijuana business. And since then, there's been about $100 million of revenue that's flown into Israel to support this new medical marijuana industry. Now, Israel has a very high-tech agriculture industry already, and they have a very successful pharmaceutical industry. And by bringing those two things together, the government hopes to become the largest exporter of medical marijuana products in the world.
Wow. You know, I want to change gears here and talk about metrics, which is I'm blown away by this, and correct me if my metrics are wrong. In 2015, you guys did around $61,000 in revenue. In 2016, you guys did $500,000 plus. Where did those revenues come from? I know you guys have an array of services. Can you give us a little bit of a bio of how that all came about?
Yeah, sure. I became the CEO in March of 2016. And when we did that, we rolled our consulting companies. We acquired the family consulting business that had been operating in Chicago since 1935. And because for most of our clients in the cannabis business and in the development side, it always starts with consulting. So by making the consulting part of the public company itself, we were able to not only increase the revenues, but use that service as a way to acquire new customers and acquire new companies.
And so how do you guys make your money? I know you're in the cannabis sector. How do you guys make your money?
Well, some of it is in, helping mature cannabis companies that have been in the business for a while, helping them stay relevant in the industry. A lot of it is, we really stress the consulting fees. And, the Cannabis Clean, our company in Denver, the revenues there are from the services they provide. But again, that started as a consulting contract where we were providing consulting services to Steve McMorrow, and we later acquired 20% of the company, and now we've acquired the whole thing.
Yeah, I saw that in a press release. You guys, I think it was the remaining 80% of Clean First. What exactly is that going to do for your company?
Well, Cannabis Clean has transformed from basically a janitorial service
right
into a full-blown antibacterial sanitation company. One of the things we've been able to do is develop protocols with our partners in Israel, and then and develop a really strict set of cleaning and antibacterial guidelines for this industry. And we see Cannabis Clean as the one that can carry that set of services into other countries and into other states. And so we've made some strategic partnerships that are going to allow us to really understand the whole facility approach when it comes to cannabis. And we're hoping that Cannabis Clean can be, providing really high level services.
What are the factors that determine operational strategies in medical cannabis?
Well, a lot of it has to do with what is the product that you're making.
Exactly.
A lot of growers are focused on sort of the beauty of the flowers, let's say. And in the cannabis and medical industry, we're more concerned with the exact complement of cannabinoids in the plant. So it's more of a recipe and relying on genetics and all types of monitoring and control of factors. So in the medical marijuana industry, you really need controlled spaces. And we see like the new license holders in Florida, they're not growing in greenhouses. They're growing in really high-tech spaces. And so the environmental control knowledge that we brought into Blue Diamond through our work with Zeno Controls and Verve Living Systems has allowed us to really be in a position to understand the total environment of the space. And I think in the medical marijuana industry, that's really important. So it allows us to help our clients achieve their goals, by bringing together technology from different areas.
Company that we're highlighting today is no other than Blue Diamond Ventures. I believe the stock is completely undervalued at 004, especially when revenues have went up over 800% year over year from 215 to 216. With us today is Josh Alper. He is the CEO of the company, and they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BLDV. What have you learned about fundraising as every CEO on the OTC compass? They're always looking to raise money. They're publicly traded companies. So how's that going, especially when you guys are in the cannabis space?
Yeah, when it comes to the OTC markets themselves, there's of course a lot of toxic funding and a lot of promotional funding and things that, that we avoid at all costs. We're really trying to look for equity partners who want to invest in the operating entities rather than, just looking straight to dilutive stock deals. So I guess our goal, what we've learned is the stock is something to be guarded very, very carefully and not just given away, to achieve short-term gains.
Right.
Because we have a, very long-term strategy on the value of the stock. So when we do exchange stock for services, or we do acquire a company with preferred shares, as we did with Cannabis Clean, we're always sure to make those shares future valued so that we're not cheating the other shareholders by giving away too much equity in the company. So I've learned that the stock itself is something that needs to be guarded very carefully, because it's easy to think you can just give it away however much you want.
Are you guys currently looking for any M&A plays?
Always. We're at the moment we're trying to build revenue.
Well, you're doing a good job of that.
Yeah, and so what we're trying to do is look for acquisition partners that understand the value of the consulting services and the business development services that we can bring into them in exchange for coming in as wholly owned subsidiaries and bringing in that revenue into our structure.
The growth rate was phenomenal from 215 to 216. Can we see that kind of growth rate in 2017?
Well, we just put out our numbers for the first quarter of 2017, and we had just under $100,000 in sales. And I would say that it was lower than expected, only because we've spent so much time now on the Israel connection. I was there at the end of March. My brother just got back. I'll be going again at the end of next week. So we've kind of sacrificed a few a few dollars in revenue right now to build a couple partnerships here that are really going to drive some significant revenue by the end of the year.
In closing, Josh, is there anything that you that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
Yeah, I would say that, we really, really strive to be transparent with the stockholders. And we're working, one of the big projects we're working on at the moment is real estate that we're building in Michigan for the new commercial laws that are being enacted in Michigan. So, the most popular type of activity in some of these states is what we call leaseback, where we use our experience in construction and project management to build buildings that are then leased to operators. So that's a major project for us at the moment. We expect that that'll be significant news on that coming out shortly.
Company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is Blue Diamond Ventures. They trade at 0.4 cents, like I said, very undervalued, when their revenue growth from 2015 and 2016 was about 800%. Josh, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but continued success, and hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and maybe give us an update.
Okay, thank you so much, Everett.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.